To-do lists are amazing, to a degree. See, here's the problem with to-do lists. There is no gradient measure in them. Your to-do list looks like everything looks as important as the next thing, right? When the truth is, for entrepreneurs especially, not every task is equal, not even close.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, the fighting entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? It is your favorite person. Yes, that's right. Let's start our Mondays with Anik Singhal. What's going on? Listen, welcome to the Fighting Entrepreneur Podcast. I got an awesome story for you today. It's titled, Why I've Abandoned My To-Do List and I'm Happier. All right, now, I'm not speaking out against to-do lists. I should say why I've temporarily abandoned my to-do list and it's making me happier. But before we get started, you know what I'm going to talk about. Come on. Are you a Learn Nation member yet or not? Okay. Are you going to sit by and just watch us stampede right by you? We are creating a massive movement for entrepreneurs here. Go to LURN.com. It's completely free. Okay. LURN.com. Get your membership. There's free courses in there. There's paid courses in there. We got courses from Robert Kiyosaki, Damon John, Les Brown, Bob Proctor. We got them all in there. Do you want to be a part of a community? We're going to put 10 million entrepreneurs in this community from all over the world. You can either be in it and be a part of the movement, or you can sit by and watch it fly right by you. So that's your choice. I give you the option right now. Come on, make it happen. I'm telling you right now, get into the community. All right, so now let's talk about why I abandoned my to-do list. So last week, this is a continuation of the story last week. If you missed my last Monday episode, well, then you suck. All right, no, you got to go back and listen to it. I talked about how clarity, vision, and how much weight was lifted off my shoulders by going vision driven, right? By being able to like remove all of these projects and just go specifically towards building Learn and like only building Learn and making it so that all of our ad costs, all of our everything's just building Learn. That's it. And like everything's about Learn. All meetings are about Learn. Like we just aren't building any other funnels. So here's a cool thing, right? It felt so great, so vindicating. I was like, yes, everything makes sense. Like all the answers are coming and the matrix is mapping itself out and the weight is lifted off my shoulders. So the management meeting that I was a part of, which I talked about that ended Thursday night. And by Friday, like 4 p.m., that weight came right back on my shoulders. I was like, oh, I can't take it. Why? Because the vision, if it's worth it, it's huge. And so now that we got the clarity, guess what it's time for? It's time for execution. Execution. So all these things start to come to me like bam, 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 bam. I got to do this. So of course, my initial gut, my initial reaction is to throw it all into Asana, which is my to-do list. It's my task management system. Some of you use Monday, some use Trello, some use a piece of paper with a pen. But bottom line is we are trained ourselves to have a to-do list, and that's great, right? It is scientifically proven that if you can remove something from your mind and put it elsewhere, it helps you stay calm because you trust that it is being remembered. You don't have to carry the burden of remembering the task. And that's why people get overwhelmed. So yes, great. To-do lists are amazing to a degree. See, here's the problem with to-do lists. There is no gradient measure in them. Your to-do list looks like everything looks as important as the next thing, right? When the truth is, for entrepreneurs especially, that's not the case. We know that. Not every task is equal, not even close. So a to-do list for an entrepreneur quickly starts. So this is what I said. This was the joke I had Saturday morning, okay? So we're talking exactly from the time I'm filming this. We're talking like a week. Not like 5-6 days ago. Saturday morning when I woke up and I looked at my Asana, the first thought that came to my mind is Asana has just thrown up on me. I saw so much red. I saw so many things. It was instantly overwhelming. And it wasn't inspiring, okay? It wasn't like, all right, yeah, I'm behind by like 82 tasks, so let's do it. No, it was like, oh, what am I gonna do? But here's the cool thing. I started looking at the tasks, and so many of them were connected to old things or they just weren't that important. And because I had this priority now where I want to make sure my day is devoted to Learn, you know, and building the platform and getting more members in the platform, all of a sudden, it was like a beautiful mind moment. Things start to move around, and I stop caring about half the tasks. Now, I'm not saying they don't need to get done. Some of them kind of still need to get done, but it just wasn't as important anymore. What was important were the tasks that were related to the vision. So one of our team members, her name is Amanda, she calls this insane radical prioritization. Insane radical prioritization. And that became my new to-do list. And here's how it worked. I wake up every morning and I said, one question. What is the number one thing I can do right now to impact Learn, the platform, its growth, its monetization? So all of a sudden, this massive list of things just poofs away, because there's usually one, two, or three things. And so I stopped looking at Asana because it was driving me nuts, because there was just so many things, but so many of them are irrelevant. Could wait a week, could wait a month, doesn't matter. I just said which things, and so what did I do? I actually ended up creating a separate list, little teeny list, and I promised myself one thing. So when I created this, I said, you're going to ask yourself this question every morning. Okay, this is how I did insane radical prioritization. Every morning I get up right now, this has been doing this now for almost a week, right? Some time I'm filming this. I get up every morning and I say, what are the three things you can do today to impact the revenue and to impact the growth of Learn the most? So not really revenue, but monetization of Learn, right? Because of course I can grow Learn a heck of a lot faster if I can monetize it faster. Makes sense, right? So that was my big question. What can I do right now? What can I do right now to impact the growth and monetization of Learn? The three things, and I'm not allowed to put more than three. So if I want to have a debate for the first 15, 20 minutes of every morning, go for it. Best 15, 20 minutes I'll have that day. But I'm going to only write down three things. And I've been doing something else. When I'm done with the three things, I can go relax. So I've actually taken time to go relax. So are there tasks? Yeah, but they're just not that relevant. So listen, if you could start your day with the three most important things you can do, not urgent. Now, this is something I learned. I want to say it was from the seven habits of highly effective people. I think. I'm pretty sure. Like 99% sure. That's a great book. In that, they talk about this chart that you can draw, right? And the tasks are urgent, not urgent, important, not important. And they said that you need to spend your time. Most people spend their time in urgent, important box or urgent, not important box. And they said that you have to spend most of your time in urgent, important, not urgent. That as a leader, as an entrepreneur, if you can spend most of your time in important, not urgent, you will grow the most. And that's what's actually by default been happening as I'm getting up and asking myself a simple question every morning. What are the three most important things I can do this morning to impact the monetization and growth of the Learn platform? And all of a sudden, boom, three things. Now, sometimes I'll have six and I'm like, nope, not allowed. Go ahead, argue it out. Pick three. If you want to try to carry over the other three the next day, we'll find out. I don't let myself carry over either, by the way. I cannot assign things to tomorrow. Nope. Tomorrow I wake up in the morning and I ask myself again, what are the three most important things I can do? And I've been baffled by how many things are just never even making it to my list. So today I wake up and I'm like, yeah, I really got to do that. I got to test that new ad. So I think that's really important. Like that's one of the top three important things. But then other things start coming and I'm like, all right, those ads, they're not that important. I'm going to test them tomorrow. Right? And what happens when Asana, what happens on a to-do list, that task lives forever. But what's happening right now is the next day when I wake up, I no longer feel that strongly about that ad. I don't feel like it's that important. It doesn't make it even to the list of my top three things the next day. Whereas if I was trying to plan the next day, the day before, I mean, I'm just throwing up. I'm throwing up on Asana. And then Asana's throwing up back at me. So do I have a problem with Asana? Heck no. Listen, my whole team is on it. Please, I know my whole team listens to this podcast, so do not dare abandon Asana. It'll drive us all crazy. I will get back to it. I will be coming back to it. But right now, we are in this period where we are trying to do about 6 months worth of work in like 6 weeks. So we are in what Amanda calls, insane radical prioritization mode. And the way I'm doing that is I am not looking at tasks. I'm not task driven. I am, what are the three most important things I can do today? And so, for example, like today, when I woke up, the three most important things were, one is I needed to redo all the pages for our sales team leads. So that was that. Number two, I'm trying to remember. Sorry, it's already been the end of the day. It's been a long day. Number two, oh, yes, we have a launch coming up in the company for an amazing program. By the way, Kindle Cashflow, freaking awesome. I'm doing it right now, but I'm like a student taking it, and I'm actually implementing. So it's coming out soon. You've got to buy it. I rarely say that, but you've got to buy it. So Kindle Cashflow launched. We were a little behind. There was a lot of pages needed, copy needed. So I was like, all right, that I can definitely, I need to do. Now how does that impact Learn, though? Because I had this question. I said, well, Anik, does that really belong in the top three? Because is that really a Learn platform thing? And I said, it is, because it increases the revenue from the platform, right? The higher revenue the platform generates, my average revenue per user goes up, up, and up, and up, and up, which means I can spend more and more and more and more to get users. So yes, it is. So the second most important thing that I could do today was that. And then the third most important thing I could do today was to go figure out the data for our email sequences that are going out to new members. And then what happened? So this is exactly what happened, all right? I'm telling you the truth. So that was my three, and I was like, yeah, I like it. Then number four came up. I was like, wait a minute. We've been working on fixing the onboarding. Like, the onboarding is so important because the onboarding process is going to dictate revenue from monetization from the platform. So I got to put that on the list. And now I'm like, oh, crap. Emails or onboarding? So the challenge is with onboarding, that's not in my control. That's sitting at the tech team's plate. And they had told me that they would get it to me today. But I don't want to, I mean, that's not in my control. So even though onboarding is so important, it didn't make it to my top three today, because I have no control over it. Now, if tonight they deliver it and it's ready, then it will make my top three tomorrow. Does that make sense? So it's making me stay sane. It's making me, I mean, guys, yesterday I was a freaking machine. The kind of things I got done, it was crazy. But I wasn't working off of a task list. I wasn't working off a to-do list. I was finishing my top three most important things I could do. And I'm staying very, very, very nimble, because I'm asking every morning. So as soon as I get through this kind of period, in another few weeks, 2-3 weeks, we're going to kind of be at the other end of this and have had a lot done in the period of just a few weeks. Then when we settle back in and we kind of got figured out, like, okay, this is working. Now we got to get into like growth mode, maintenance mode. I will go right back to Asana. But one thing I will say is, like, I'm challenging myself on Asana. I'm challenging you. If you have a to-do list program, or can you find a way to like prioritize it? Because not all tasks are created equal. And this has been huge for me. This has been really huge for me. It's this week, it's helped me a lot. I mean, you know, I've gotten a lot done, man. If you think about what I've gotten done this week, like, I have been on fire. Like, I'm proud of myself. Pat myself on the back. It's been a good week. And it's not even done yet. I actually have a lot of stuff left to do. Actually, you know what I just realized? Purvik, it's Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? Yeah, he just nodded. It's Wednesday. Holy moly. Like, I am telling you, I've done more in the last 3 days than I think I've sometimes done in 3 weeks. I'm not even joking. I got two more days left. So I'm a big fan of this. Insane radical prioritization, ladies and gentlemen. Why I deleted my to-do list temporarily. It's made me happier, made me more productive, it's made me more efficient. I'm just killing it. All right, so try it. Give it a go. Focus your time and energy on important things, not urgent. Focus your time and energy. Know the vision. Last thing I'm going to leave you with is, I was out with my wife last night having dinner, and she's reading a book. I think it's called On Purpose. I forgot. I'll get the name. And it was really cool. She gave me a story from it that was perfectly in line. As she's telling the story, I'm like, whoa. This is what I've been doing for a week, and I didn't know it. So she says in the book, right, you're like supposed to like find your purpose and then drive your daily activity by your purpose. And the way they show this is, have you ever seen kind of a, oh, what's it, like a athletic, what am I can't think of the word. You know, like when, like for example, in basketball, when you're in the final, you know, final 16 or whatever teams, right? They have that chart. What the heck is it called? It's going to eat me. All right. So it's like you have the chart where all the teams are, and then it goes from like 32 teams to 16 teams to 8 teams to 4 teams to 2 teams to 1, and you can see how that chart lays out. It's kind of like a ice cream cone sitting sideways. So this exercise that they make you do in the book It says list out all the things that are important to you, you know, your personal life, your professional life, your spiritual life, your this life. And so you list everything. Then it says, all right, now let's cut it by half. So now pick the, you know, if you wrote 16 things, pick the 8 of the 16 that are the most important to you. So, okay, you pick 8. Then it's like, okay, you wrote 8 things. Great. Of the 8, what are the 4 most important things to you? So you pick 4. All right, great. Of the 4, what are the 2 most important things to you? And then, so your process, you're forced to come down to 1. And the purpose of that exercise from the book on purpose is start your day always by doing whatever you can for that one thing, the one thing. Then, if you have time left, move on to those 2 things, like the other things. Up the chart. So you have a visual now of how it works. Isn't that cool? So that was, in my opinion, that was just a visual for insane radical prioritization. All right? So go try it. Give it a shot. Come on, entrepreneurs. Make it happen. This is Onyx On reminding you when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. If you're on YouTube, come on now. Click subscribe, leave a comment, hit the thumbs up button, hit the bell icon so we can send you daily awesome videos for entrepreneurs. If you're listening to this on podcast, come on, go to onicpodcast.com, grab all of our other amazing episodes, grab show notes, and of course, please do leave us a great review and tell everybody you know, every entrepreneur you know, share this on social media. Let people know about the Fighting Entrepreneur Podcast. Let's build our community out, all right? Thank you so much for listening. Again, go out there and have an amazing day, an amazing week. Kick butt and fight for your dreams. Come on, fighting entrepreneurs. I will see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.